Where did you live?
When I was with the grocery store, I rented a room in a lady's house. She owned a flower shop, which came in handy later on. The manager of the store, the grocery store I was in, and I became very close friends. He said, "Herman, we really need to go in business for ourselves." And I said, "You know, I agree with you. I think this will work. What are we going to do? And I don't have any money." So he finally said, "Well, if we could get a little restaurant, we could do that. I can cook." But he wound up, he found a bar that was going to cost $3,000. We could take over between Christmas and New Year's. We wanted the New Year's business. The $3,000, my share was $1,500. So I called my father and said, "Dad, you know, I'd like to buy this bar with this other gentleman." I said, "I've done a lot of research. I can tell you how many draws of beer we can get out of a keg. It depends if we have a 10-ounce glass or a 9-ounce glass. We're going to do some hamburgers, and we can get so many hamburgers out of a pound of meat, and we put so many crackers in with it to give us a little filler." We had it all worked out to the nth degree. And I'll never forget, my father said, "I'll loan you the $1,500, but you make sure you're not using this to go to school." I believe in a bar because he owned a building downtown Pipestone, and one of his tenants was a bar, and he paid his rent on time. So my father measured that with, "That's a good business." So we bought the bar, and we were in business January 1st.
How does that work?
The bar business was a little different than JCPenney Company. Had different clientele. We were not in the best end of town, you might say. Also, they were counting on customers coming down from the north in the wintertime.
Reminding everyone that this is in Tampa now, that this is happening.
That's right. So the people from the north were supposed to be coming down, but it was the coldest winter in 60 years for Tampa, Florida. So the customers didn't come down, and we just weren't making it. So I started looking for another job. I tried to sell pots and pans, but that wasn't for me. I just couldn't come up with anything that would work out. But one night, it was a Saturday night, and a gentleman by the name of Dale Murphy came in, had a suit coat on. Nobody had ever been in Sammy's Bar, which was the name of the bar, with a coat on before, a suit coat. He wanted to shoot some shuffleboard, and he wanted to play some skill pool. There was quite a few customers wanted to do this, but I said, "No, I think I'll shoot with him." And so we shot shuffleboard quite a bit, and he set up the house and drinks. Then we did some skill pool, and then he wanted to cash a check. And I said, "I'm sorry, we don't cash checks here." He'd had maybe a few drinks, so he pulled out a large wallet. It had 30, 40 checks in it. Checks fell on top of the bar, behind the bar, in front of the bar. But the one I picked up first was from my landlady, Nedved's Florist, and it was for $15, and I said, "I'll cash that check." So as a result of that, we started talking about what he was doing, and he already mentioned he was on the road selling directories to flower shops. So I said, "Well, I think I'd like to do that." And he said, "It takes a lot of traveling." Well, I was 20 years old. I really wasn't old enough to be in the bar, let alone own it. And I said, "I'd be glad to travel." And he said, "Well, I'm looking for salesmen. I'm supposed to be in charge of everything east of the Mississippi." He said, "Well, I'll come back." And I said, "Well, we're closed on Sundays, but I'll meet you here in the morning." So he said, "Fine," and we set a time. But he never did show up. I don't think he really remembered where he'd been when he left, but I had the check and I had the name of the company.
What was the name of the company?
The company was National Florist Directory, located in Leechville, Arkansas. I called the company and said, "This Dale Murphy said he was interested in hiring me and I need to visit with him." And the lady said, "Well, I'll have him call." 3-4 days go by and he doesn't call, so I keep calling, and finally she tells her husband, because this is the owner of the business, she calls her husband, Mr. Kenneth Short, who's actually at the time in Indianapolis, Indiana. She says, "Will you call this guy? I don't want to talk to him anymore. Either give him a job or not, but tell him to quit calling." So he did call. That's how I wound up going to work for National Florist Directory. It was through a telephone call from Indianapolis.
Yeah, but you had tenacity and kept after him.
That's right. Had I not continued harassing her or calling her.
So you're on your way to Indianapolis. You have some money?
Well, my partner's glad that he'll be in the bar. We made arrangements that he would pay me back eventually, but we both knew there wasn't any money in the company at that time, Sammy's Bar. So I took $15 from the bar, which was agreed on. We also pawned a lot of watches and tools. I took 5 watches and left for Indianapolis, Indiana to meet Dale Murphy to start. One of the patrons in the bar was wanting to get back up to Ohio, so he convinced me if he could ride along and go about 50 miles out of my way. Once we got there, his wife would give me enough money to get to Indianapolis, because $15 we didn't think would make it. So we get to Lake City, Florida, and a sheriff stops me and pull my wallet out. He takes my wallet, takes the money out of my wallet, gives me my wallet back, and said, "Now, son, just don't speed anymore." So I called the bar collect and convinced them to wire me $10 to a little town up in Georgia. We picked up the $10 in Georgia, got to drop off the man in Ohio. We arrived at that town at 7 in the morning. He said, "Well, she doesn't get up until 8. It was cold, but we waited out in the car until 8 o'clock, go up to the house. It's a large house, one of the biggest ones in town, and knock on the door, and she comes to the door, and she said, "I told you I never wanted to see you again." She slams the door, and he picks up his suitcase, and he says, "You know, I think she's still mad at me." So I said, "Well, what are we going to do? You told me I'd get $4 and I'd have food and could take a bath and get on my way." And he said, "I have no idea." And he starts walking across the lawn. So I knock on the door and the lady comes back to the door. And I said, "I know you're mad at him, but here's my situation. I've got to get to Indianapolis. I've got a job there, but I don't have any money and I don't have any gas." He said, "I'd get a breakfast and the money to get to Indianapolis." She looked at me, I guess I looked pretty pathetic, and she said, "Well, come on in." And she gave me the best breakfast I ever had in my life and gave me the $4, and I made it to Indianapolis.